Mike Passarello joins us here at the head table. We'd love you to stop on out and join us as Mike settles in. We're going to be here until at least 9 o'clock, maybe a little bit later. Boy, it's a big crowd here tonight. They're talking high school football. They've got the Browns game up on the television. Great food, great beverages, and talking high school football. And again, don't forget, we were able to sneak over to the Chronicle and actually get a few of those forecast magazines. Now, they go in the CT next Friday. They will be in the Chronicle next Friday. But, you know, we have a connection or two at the CT. So we were able to get over there and grab some. So the folks that are here tonight are getting that sneak peek at the forecast. Lorraine High's Justin Sturgill on the cover of the forecast magazine. Whoever won Golden Helmet last year automatically goes on the cover of the following year. So Lorraine's Justin Sturgill was the Golden Helmet winner last year. Great big thank you to my buddy Boz from Boscorn Productions. That's a slick looking cover, by the way, with the background there.
Yeah,
you like that?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I like what's inside better.
All the material?
The articles.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could all point to something. And I will say that your article is just outstanding. It's a nice piece of writing. That's why you're a superintendent.
Yeah, so that's got a lot to do with it.
All right, let's get to our next guest. Mike Passarello, in his second year as the head coach of the Amherst Comets, now joins us here at the Brew Kettle right here in Amherst. And, Coach, I'm going to be right up front. The Amherst Comets are a team that I'm keeping an eye on this year, because Amherst last year, 6-4 in your first year, definitely made some strides. But as Tom and I talked about when we opened up the program, to me, one of the more intriguing aspects when you're getting ready to start a season, those 5-5, 6-4 teams, can they now go to an 8-2, a 9-1? Can they now become a conference title contender or a playoff contender? So, you ready to make that leap?
I hope so. We've been working all offseason to do it, and the kids have been talking about it. And, you know, throughout two-a-days and everything else, you know, the whole thing is that we kept saying we want more. So 6-4 wasn't enough, and we want to move forward. And as you're saying, hopefully we can take the next step with the program.
Now, if you had the answer, you'd bottle it. But in essence, what does it take? What does it take to go from 6-4 to a conference contender and a playoff team?
Well, I think, first of all, we got to stay healthy. And second of all, I mean, last year was a new system on both sides of the ball. So right now we're concentrating on, I mean, the fine details, the little things, you know, taking things the next step that way. And hopefully those close ball games that we weren't able to close out last year will help us close out this year.
Pass, I don't want to use the word easier, but how different is it now, year two compared to year one? Just to take the kids through two-a-days, through scrimmages and all that. Just now being in your second year, the kids knowing you and vice versa.
Well, I mean, it's a lot easier. You know the kids. You know what you can practice for, and you can base your practice structures off of everything because you've been with them all offseason. You've seen what they did last year. So, and then on top of it, we have a big senior class. So overall, it just, you know, everything that we're able to do on the practice field just goes smoother because the kids kind of know what the expectations are.
Kennedy Scagliosa. First of all, that's one of the great running back names of all time. It sounds like he just ought to be running somebody over. But, you know, had a great year for you last year. You know, he was the stud. You kind of put the saddle on him, and he kind of led the way for you guys in a lot of ways. How do you take what Kennedy did, and obviously it's your second year of the offense. You said you got a lot of seniors. How do you kind of build and expand off of that moving into year two?
Well, Kennedy's a special player. And what I keep telling the team is it can't just be Kennedy. That's how we take the next step. We need more playmakers. We need more guys doing it, whether we're running the football, throwing the football. And, you know, to take some of that, I mean, everybody knows about Kennedy, and they're going to focus on him. So we need other guys to step up to open things up for Kennedy too.
Talk to me a little bit about, you know, Amherst is struggling going into the season, and you got to the point where weeks 8, 9, and 10, you guys were playing for something. You knew where you were sitting. They all watch where you're at in the computer rankings. Nobody's hiding from that. Talk to me about that transformation from a group of kids that hadn't experienced much success to now it's weeks 8, 9, and 10, and there's a carrot dangling in front of them that's week 11.
It was fun. because they had never been there before. And, you know, there was no playoff talk. There was none of that. And they enjoyed every minute of it. Now it comes to step two of, are we going to take the carrot?
Yeah. So what did they learn from that, though? I mean, just to follow up on what Tom said. So weeks 8, 9, and 10, as Tom said, you know, there was a realistic possibility that you could have been playing in a week 11. You didn't get there. So what did they learn from that experience?
I think they learned how to play in a big game. They hadn't played in a big game before. You know, we had three big games last year, and we had opportunities to win those three big games. And at halftime when we came in, you know, it wasn't where, you know, as a coach you can scream, yell, and say we need to pick it up. It was more of a learning process. It was more of understanding when you're in a big game, I mean, it's no holds barred. It's time to go. And that is what we need to overcome. And that was the experience I hope happened last year.
What did you draw upon from your experience at Firelands? Because there you had a program that had struggled, and you got them to a couple of playoff experiences. What did you draw on from your experience that you brought to Amherst to try to coach those kids up to say, here's what it takes?
You know, I think the big thing is you know, how important every play is, how important every – you don't know. There's going to be three or four plays that are going to change the outcome of the game. You don't know when that's happening.
Right.
And, you know, before it was more just to hang on. And, you know, they needed to learn that. We needed to talk about it. And we needed to coach it up too. And as we move forward this year, we've got to continue with that of, you know, every play could be that play that wins us the football game.
Tom?
You know, the Southwestern is a meat grinder. We talked about the Sandusky Bay. But, you know, there's nine other teams in that league that don't want to see you have that success, quite obviously.
Yeah.
Some that, you know, Perennial Powers, Avon, Olmsted Falls, Midview, they've kind of set the standard in the league the last couple of years. But certainly Avon Lake, Berea Mid-Park, North Olmsted, some of those teams, North Ridgeville, we've heard from tonight, they're saying now, no, it's our turn to make that next step. So how do you get your kids in a mindset to say that, first of all, there are no weeks off in the SWC? You got to bring it nine straight weeks, or you're going to have some headaches on your hands. How do you build that in? Because you got it across to them last year. Does the success make a difference with that, or doesn't it?
Well, I mean, they know. I mean, it is a tough conference, and it's a competitive conference. I mean, it, from top to bottom, I mean, anybody can win a game. And you know, the big thing that we talked about is everybody could say it's our time, but they need to make it our time. I mean. It doesn't matter whether we're playing North Ridgeville, whether we're playing Avon, Olmsted Falls. You got to come out and play football, and there are no gimme games.
By the way, just to give you an opportunity to talk about some other kids, I know Tom mentioned earlier Kennedy, and a lot of folks talk about Kennedy Scagliozzo, an outstanding ball player, but who are some of the surrounding cast? Who are other guys that you're kind of saying you need to step up this year?
Definitely Nathan Soto. He was he's a linebacker and fullback for us this year. He had a great junior year. Expect big things from him this year. We also have on our offensive line Jarrett Preet, who's a returning starter, and he's expected to do even better, along with Christian Velez at linebacker, and Aiden Johnson. Aiden Johnson was a sophomore last year. He's a junior this year. He's a throwback type kid. When he goes through things, you hear his pads pop.
Now, before I let you go, and I've said this on the air before, it's just a theory that I have. I don't know if you or other coaches would agree with it, but I have a theory about building a program that at some point you've got to beat a team that nobody thinks you're going to beat. You've got to take that step. Now, I'm not going to ask you which team in the SWC that has to be, but is that kind of your mindset that, guys, this year – somewhere on that schedule, nobody's going to give us a shot. That's a game that's going to put us over the top. That's a game that's going to propel our program.
Yeah, absolutely. As tough as the conference is, there's upper-tier teams. And we've got to knock one of them off to take the next step.
Yep. There you go. Is it going to happen?
I hope so. We're going to do everything we can to make it happen.
Well, he was reeling you in, though.
Come on.
Yeah.
He was reeling you in. We were looking for some bulletin board stuff.
Every year it happens. It's like, because I don't see the guy for coffee anymore every year.
I figured Coach on your home turf right here at the brew kettle, you know. I didn't say which one. I just said, is it going to happen? That's all. I didn't say which one. No, as I said it to start things off, I'm excited about Amherst football because it was fun to see you take those steps last year. And now, as we just talked about, taking that next step this year where you're playing in that first weekend in November. I saw you do it at Firelands. It'd be fun to see you do it at Amherst.
Hope to make it happen.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You can still join me for coffee on a Saturday morning, by the way.
You know how far away that is now?
Yeah, 2 miles.
Yeah,
two miles.
Hey, thanks for coming out today.
Thank you.
Mike Passarello, the head coach of the Amherst Comets. Great guy, terrific coach.